You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 30th, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you to our Rumble page. You can join us in studio live or see previous postings. And I'll remind you, you can always subscribe. It's free. We don't sell your information to anyone. You simply subscribe. We send it direct to your email. The same with our podcast, which will be posted at LarryConnorsUSA.com. If you thought perhaps you haven't heard a lot lately because so many other things in this nation are taking place, if you thought Ukraine and Russia might be winding down, here's additional proof it's going to escalate again. The U.S. now saying that Russia has possession of weapons-capable Iranian drones that will be deployed on the battlefield in Ukraine. They got the drones from an Iranian airfield earlier this month, then transported them to Russia in cargo planes in mid-August. Russian officials now training on them. These drones can be carrying weapons in addition to surveillance. So the FBI agent, as you heard on the net news a moment ago, one of them from the January 6th committee investigation, is retiring. That's probably a legit retire, 25 years. But then we have another FBI agent in the Washington Bureau, Timothy Thibault, who's no longer with it because whistleblowers named him as one of the ones that tried to run interference in the Hunter Biden investigation. And who knows what else? He was named in a letter sent by Senator Grassley to FBI Director Wray as one of the ones that were showing a pattern of political bias. Wray said he would clean house, so Thibault is out. But there's no official statement from the FBI nor the White House on it. And there are others named while whistleblowers. And that still doesn't know if it takes care of everything. I don't think it does. The Biden administration looking at a new program to roll back the use of detention for illegal immigrants. They're going to release them on condition. We're going to release you on condition that you stay on house curfew, that you cannot go out of your house after 8 p.m. in the evening, and you cannot, then you got to be home by 8 a.m. You're not even supposed to leave, but you got to be in the house between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. unless you have a J-O-B, and you better have a reason to back it up. They've also been using ankle monitors. And yet a leaked report from the ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, says we can only find about 5% of those we're supposed to be tracking. 5%. And, of course, the Biden White House yesterday, through their White House spokesman, denies illegals are simply walking across the border. Are you really that stupid, or you think we are? And we also see that in July, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol reports finding 10 coming across the border that were on a U.S. terrorist watch list. That's 10 we picked up. We don't know how many got away. That makes about 70-plus terrorists we've caught in that fashion. Former lawyer to President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, still trying to be relevant, says, I don't think Trump is going to run because he doesn't want to go up against Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming. And Cohen said, first of all, Trump knows he can't win the general election. His fragile ego will not allow him to be a two-time loser. That's what Cohen says. In the meantime, Trump is arguing, based upon the information released by Zuckerberg about how the FBI told them to be aware of Russian propaganda, he said, I think the FBI obviously hid bad information about Biden so he'd get elected. We should redo the election. Well, there's no constitutional way of doing it. Could happen anyway. A handful of black Americans in New York City filing a federal lawsuit because the Board of Elections is allowing nearly a million foreign illegals to vote in citywide elections. These black Americans are saying that's not fair. We are American citizens, and you're letting illegals vote? By the way, Christine Green, Associate Professor of Political Science at Fordham University, argues anyone sending illegals to New York City on bus from Arizona and Texas, they're racist. They're racist. Oh, and then you got this story. A Canadian TV news anchor woman lost her job because she let her hair go gray. That's her claim.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's Old Number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Former FBI Special Agent Timothy Tebow actually resigned from his post last week after facing intense scrutiny over allegations that he helped to shield Hunter Biden, and I guess by proxy Joe Biden, from criminal investigations into Hunter's laptop and business dealings. The 25-year Bureau veteran leaving the field office last Friday, having already been on leave for a month, after whistleblower claims that the FBI had obstructed its own investigation into the laptop. Tebow's exit, by the way, also comes as GOP lawmakers are demanding that Facebook hand over the company's communications on Hunter Biden, which have gotten a lot of attention since Mark Zuckerberg said this about his company's contact with the feds just before the 2020 election.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Yeah, be vigilant. Now, Zuckerberg, when questioned, that was part of a Fox News report, by the way. Zuckerberg said, well, I don't think they specifically mentioned Hunter Biden laptop. Did they really have to? When they said there might be stories regarding Russian collusion and propaganda, like we saw in the last election, that's when Trump beat Hillary. But there was no such story last time. There were allegations, a false Steele dossier that even the FBI admitted they had no faith in, and yet they still went and presented it to a FISA court to get a wiretap claiming this is a source, it's valid, and we need everything available. That would include a federal wiretap of an American citizen for possibly espionage purposes. When Zuckerberg made the remark that the FBI, they came to us and said, be aware this could happen. And he said they talked to his team, and apparently not to him directly. Now, I don't know why he would not have been involved in such a meeting. Maybe he thinks he's too important to deal or talk with the FBI, or maybe he wasn't available when they showed up. I don't know. And then we don't know for sure, did they go around all the other high-tech companies and have the same discussion with them? And he claims, Zuckerberg said, they did not mention the laptop in particular, but coinkydinky, and just shortly after that, boom, here comes a story out of the New York Sun, as written by Miranda Devine about the laptop from hell, which then she turned into a book. So now, all of that's in play, and this is Senator Grassley's and Johnson's are looking at investigating the FBI and agents who were complicit in trying to cover up any information that might be damaging or damning to Joe Biden and might help Trump win. They were going to do what they could to swing the election or at least confirm it for Joe Biden. Molly Hemingway in Federalist said the FBI basically just set everything up the way they wanted to. In other words, they were weaponized by FBI leadership, Department of Justice leadership, the Attorney General at the time, whatever was in play, they were doing. And so when Senator Grassley sent a July 18 letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, he's talking about whistleblowers and the bias inside the FBI. One of those he named was, looky here. Well, I'll be darned. FBI Special Agent in Charge Timothy Tebow, who just decided to retire last weekend after a month of vacation or being out of the office, however they want to word it, and suddenly decides to retire. Well, you can go ahead and do that, but that should not prevent any criminal investigation of you and others going forward. Here's the question. Which of these FBI collusive activists will roll over first and name others? You got whistleblowers already speaking out, men and women in the ranks of the FBI saying this is wrong, this is not what we're chartered to do, this is absolutely weaponizing the FBI and it shouldn't happen. So they're speaking to Senator Grassley and Johnson. Now, whether their information will hold up, let's see. But Miranda Devine, who broke the story about the Hunter Biden laptop, which the FBI did not really want disseminated by the Internet, be it Twitter, Facebook, that's why they went to Zuckerberg, and all the other, quote, mainstream media at the time just simply ignored it because it's out of the New York Post. That's a tabloid. Nobody pays any attention. Well, Miranda Devine, of course, continued to push it, as did the Post. And look where we are now. And now that this FBI agent, Tebow, has, quote, resigned and yet was walked out of the building, her response.
The FBI isn't telling us any details about this, but we know that he is just one of a cabal of agents and analysts inside the FBI and headquartered, I think, at the Washington field office, who have been running interference on behalf of President Biden for a long time. They have severe anti-Trump bias, and some of them, like Brian Orton, an analyst there, had links to the Crossfire Hurricane Russia collusion hoax. And still, he was there stopping any mention, any investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop, and including the material that Tony Bobulinski, Hunter Biden's former business partner, brought to the FBI. So both Timothy Tebow and Brian Orton are the two men who've been named by Senator Chuck Grassley through his whistleblowers that have come forward from the FBI, but there are many others. And this is not going to be fixed or brushed aside just by one man being marched out the door.
No, it's not. It's not going to stop there. There are other FBI agents that were closely involved with T-Bolt. They had to be shaking in their shoes thinking, what's going to happen to me in my career? Most recent polling, according to the Washington Examiner, shows 58% believe Biden played a role in his family's business. 58%. 60% believe that Hunter Biden was selling influence and access to Joe Biden while he was vice president. And, of course, looking to, hey, when daddy becomes president, things are going to be even better yet for you. You heard Devine mention that this one agent was part of the cabal. That's a term you normally think about for drug cartels and so forth, but the mainstream media, even they would have to admit, cabal is a secret political clique or faction, a group of dissidents, basically treasonous to your nation. That's what it amounts to. And Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, used the same phrasing.
When the FBI became a politicized agency, it started to, people started to distrust what they were doing. Now, there are some really good FBI agents. The majority of FBI agents are effective, they're good, and they keep their commitment, their integrity. Many of them have become whistleblowers and have revealed information to Senator Grassley and to us there at the Judiciary Committee. They have raised their concerns. But when you have a political cabal inside the FBI agency that is deciding whether they're going to push forward information or suppress other information, when you have them deciding to suppress the information on Hunter Biden and about his laptop and even going to Facebook and saying you might want to be wary of this, and we don't know if they went to the other social media platforms or not, but that is something we'll be able to investigate and find out exactly who all is involved in this political cabal.
And to that extent, Congressmen Grassley and Johnson want full disclosure from the FBI, who did you talk to, and they want to interrogate Zuckerberg and the other media techs and heads of various networks. Did the FBI come to you? What did they tell you? The FBI has admitted, because it has no option at this point, we did. We warned Facebook of a dump of Russian propaganda before the Hunter laptop Biden story broke, but we didn't specifically name it. That's what they want to claim. And then they say, we provide companies with foreign threat indicators to help protect their platforms. But we're not asking, directing them to take action. Oh, right. Yeah, I'm the FBI. We'll be watching for this to cross your doorstep and then to see what you do with it. Miranda Devine says it all fits the pattern.
We do know from Zuckerberg's various revelations, including to Joe Rogan last week, that it was weeks before the election. Our story about Hunter Biden's laptop broke 3 weeks before the election. And within hours, Facebook seemed to recognize immediately that the story was exactly what the FBI had warned them about. And they throttled it immediately. It was on our website at 5 a.m. And before lunchtime, they'd throttled it. So that's curious. And I do know from my questions to Facebook that they told me that it was not what the FBI did not mention Hunter Biden in their defensive briefing, but they refused to answer my question about Joe Biden or Ukraine. So I think the omissions tell you a lot. We also know that the FBI was spying on Rudy Giuliani, who was then President Trump's lawyer, for 2 years, including over the period that John Paul MacIsaac, the computer repair shop owner in Delaware who had the laptop, was emailing Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, see, because they were already on it and watching it. They knew about it. They knew about it. And then I guess they got afraid, well, somebody's going to break it, so we need to go around 3 weeks before the election and make sure it doesn't get put out. And then, of course, we have the FBI raid on Trump's home. The basis for that raid, according to Mark Davis, a former Supreme Court law clerk, the very basis that they cited for the raid has been destroyed.
The whole legal basis for the raid has been blown apart. They went after Trump. They said he may have violated the Espionage Act. That's not even possible. As the commander-in-chief, he can declassify anything he wants. They say he may have stole or misused government property under the Presidential Records Act and other statutes. That's just not possible. There's a 2012 decision by an Obama judge that former presidents can take personal records with them when they leave office. So there goes the obstruction allegations. It's legally impossible to obstruct non-crimes like they're trying to investigate here. There's a track record of lying in this case. They leaked out that Attorney General Merrick Garland did not personally approve this raid. That's a lie. They leaked out that Trump had nuclear documents at Mar-a-Lago. That's a lie. They leaked out that President Biden and the Biden White House did not have a heads up about this raid. That's a lie. President Biden had to waive President Trump's executive privilege in order to pave the way for this raid.
So, in other words, the whole basis for the raid is up in the air. And then, of course, how much, again, was the FBI being weaponized to carry out such a raid and the Department of Justice? Miranda Devine, in an op-ed in the Post today, New York Post, said the FBI put Hunter Biden's story in the FBI's lap and in Facebook's lap so they would know what to do about it. But then the timing's the issue. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Yet Attorney General Merrick Garland said he deliberated 4 weeks to make this decision. Well, okay, so Trump had these documents for 18 months. The Attorney General had to deliberate for weeks, and they waited 3 days after they got a warrant from this biased magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart, who just recused in Trump's civil lawsuit 8 weeks ago. Somehow his bias went away. If Trump had such damning records down there, why did they wait so long? Why did they wait to go get these documents?
Absolutely. Now, that question raised by Mark Davis, who's the president of the Article 3 Project that defends constitutionalist judges, I should say, pushing back on radical issues, especially when it comes to jurisprudence. But he said, if it's so damning, why did they wait that long to carry it out after Trump left office? And then, of course, you had to ask, once Garland had the search subpoena, why did he continue to wait? Timing. Move closer to the November midterm election. And secondly, get Christopher Wray out of the town when he's testifying before Congress so he can't be asked questions directly about why are the FBI right now in Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago and Biden's out of town and Kiowa on vacation looking for another ice cream stand. And members of Congress have left to go home and campaign because we're doing everything we can to help our country. Some are. Many are not. And I'll point out right now, we have some spineless members of Congress that continue to claim that they are Republican, much less conservative. And they're not. Question's been raised, is Mitch McConnell more concerned about saving his Senate seat or saving the Senate? The decision to go into the House of Trump, whatever evidence they supposedly had, And they indicated it's really, 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 really important. And yet they delay. And now to reaffirm that it must be really important because as a result of that raid, we now have letters sent to the by the Director of National Intel, Avril Haines, sending a letter to the lawmakers, specifically Congressman Adam Schiff of California and Carolyn Maloney of New York, both Democrats. Well, he chairs the House Intel Committee. She chairs the House Oversight Committee. So I can understand that they would get the letter directly. So you can't read into it that it just went to the Democrats. But in that letter, the head of the Department of National Intel said, we are going to assess potential national security risk because of how Donald Trump handled the alleged classified documents. So, in other words, what can we do to ramp this up again? Let's assess the national security risk because of how Trump handled these. That question got raised on CNN by a member of the counterterrorism expert on CNN, and then you're going to hear a response from the Matt Davis explaining, yeah, that is confusing.
This is a curious one because typically if you're going to do a damage assessment, you know that something bad has already happened. And I don't mean somebody storing documents improperly. I mean, for example, a spy giving away documents to the Russians.
Mike, what do you think about the phrase damage assessment being used here?
They are covering their tracks here because they know that President Trump declassified and took his personal copy of the Crossfire Hurricane records, Russian collusion records, and those are damning for the Biden, Obama, Hillary, Clapper, Susan Rice, the FBI, the intel community, and that's what has terrified them, and that's what has precipitated this home raid.
In other words, they're simply trying to clean up. Did anybody do a Department of National Intel assessment of how Hillary handled information on her secret server? Oh, that's right. The FBI said, yeah, it was wrong. She shouldn't have done it. But no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute it because that was Hillary Clinton. Coming up, the divisiveness in this nation. When Biden said he would unite us, stand by.
Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
History, faith, and reason show the way of unity. We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury.
That was Joe Biden on Inauguration Day. Sounding good, making statements we all want to hear. Trump made similar statements on the night he was declared the winner of the election. But by the next morning, they were already ripping into him. He never had a chance to show what he could do to bring the country together. They were immediately attacking him. And then, of course, creating the Russian collusion story. Members of Clinton's staff, as reported in the book Shattered back then, were saying that, you know, we need to find a way to blame this something other than her inability to win. Let's blame it on the Russians. Hey, that sounds like a good idea. That's a good joke. Well, they did, and it caught fire. I trace it back, the divisiveness, to Obama. I did not vote for him, but when he became president, I thought, all right, he's our president, and it's good to see our country can come to the point where a black man can serve as president. I, to that extent, I'm happy. I'm not happy with his politics, the man necessarily, but let's recognize some achievements. But then he immediately started dividing the nation, rich, the poor, the black, the white. Everything had to be done on a racial tone and basis. Then he's elected a second time. No, I didn't vote for him that time either. But I thought, again, he's still the president. I think he has a chance here to be a statesman, to bring things back together, because he can't run again. He leads his party. Can he find a way to bridge the gap and the gulf that they created and all the racist hatred that exploded? And it was not just from the white or the conservative side. Make that clear. Both sides were involved in race baiting. And they all gave birth to Trump. Yeah, they really hate themselves for it. Now, look what we created. The Frankenstein's alive. And we did it. So then what can we do to destroy him? Well, you go right after him the next morning. There is no honeymoon, as most presidents get. You go in with knives sharpened and everything you can to start cutting, slicing. At least he's going to die of a million cuts, if nothing else. Nope, he didn't. He didn't win the last election. Whether or not you want to call it fraud, I'm not even going to get into that. But the bottom line is he's still there. He rents space in their mind. He is a real estate developer, and he's in their mind occupying their space 24/7, 365, plus one on leap year. But he did say that night, he said, let's put all this behind us. Let's start anew. Let's bring the country together. But he never had a chance to do it. So then when Biden comes in, oh, it's a brand new world in the sense that we got rid of the evil man and orange hair is bad, and let's bring in the man who will bring sanity and bring peace and comfort. And so said Biden at his inaugural speech. And then, after making such a profound statement in his inaugural speech, Biden, just a few days ago, made these remarks.
I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. MAGA Republicans don't have a clue about the power of women. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards. Full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But we've chosen a different path. Forward.
Yeah, forward. Preaching, indoctrinating children as young as third grade, I'll take it back, down to 3 years of age, critical race theory, saying that your color defines you, which is 180 degrees from Martin Luther King's approach. To many right now, he's irrelevant, I guess. And they also were preaching transsexualism in classes at kids way under age appropriate. And they don't seem to have a problem with it. And then after his remarks the other day, the Republican Party campaign office in Seminole County, Florida, was vandalized, words spray painted on the building, "Eat S, fascist." You want to figure out the letter S, what it stood for? I think you can. "Eat S, fascist." And then had an anarchist symbol, I should say. Republican National Committee Chairwoman McDaniel blasting Biden and other Democrats for their divisive language. She said they promised to unite our country, but that was another blatant lie from the radical left. But we're not going to be silenced by cowards, harmful rhetoric, and disgusting acts like this. have I heard one single Democrat come out and denounce that act up on the Republican Party campaign office? No. Have you seen it on the state-controlled media? No. If it had happened to a Democrat campaign office, the MAGAs did it. The MAGAs. You believe Make America Great Again is wrong? I'm one of them. That does not mean I'm a 100% Trump supporter, but I believe in making America great again. Put me down. And for you 87,000 new IRS agents coming on board, put me down as being believing in this America, and we can make it still better. New York Governor Hochul, she's joined into this unity issue in the sense that, get the hell out of my state.
And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Get out of town. Because you don't represent our values. You are not New Yorkers.
She's talking about 5.4 million minimum registered Republicans in the state of New York. That state has enough troubles as it is. New York City does. Economic problems. She wanted chasing out taxpayers. Really? Congressman Burgess Owens of Utah says, when we look at what's happening right now, this administration is a train wreck.
Well, we're looking at an administration that's off the rails. And one thing the American people have always wanted to do is just know that we're being treated fairly. We need to have a government that's accountable. And what we're seeing right now is a loss of faith in a system that we need to have a lot of faith in. We go out every single day building our dreams, building our businesses, running our lives, knowing that there are parameters around our lives that are going to keep us safe and that we're not going to be bullied. And what we're seeing right now in this administration is they have no clue about our Constitution. Bullying seems to be the way they roll. And it's unfortunate. But at the same time, let me say this. The upside of this is that American people are waking up. We're talking like we never have talked before. We're having conversations across this country, no matter what party we're part of. We're seeing that something is wrong with what's going on right now. So once we understand, once we wake up, we come back and we start making adjustments. So the upside of this craziness by this Biden administration across the board in every sense possible is that American people are now talking about it. So we're going to be okay.
I think we'll be okay, he said. That's Congressman Owens of Utah, Republican. Columnist Lee Smith, author of the book The Plot Against the President, the true story of how Congressman Devin Nunes uncovered the biggest political scandal in U.S. history, said that colleagues and peers of his, the folks he trusts, are speculating that the FBI raid on Trump's private residence was a search for documents related to its Russiagate surveillance operation of Trump. He said, I think the best way to understand this is in the context of a six-year-long operation targeting Trump, Trump's aides, and Donald Trump supporters. I have different colleagues and people whose insight I trust, and they say the FBI was looking for documents related to what the FBI called the Crossfire Hurricane investigation that most of the rest of us know as a Russiagate operation, meant to target Trump as a candidate, a man, a citizen, and his followers. He said that's why the raid was carried out. Now, they were not going to find anything necessarily related to that, and I don't even think they went in looking for that, if you believe Lee Smith on this, the columnist. What they might have been doing is looking for evidence that he had that they had rigged the whole thing. Whistleblowers might have been talking so much to Grassley and Johnson, other FBI leadership decided, get into Trump's house, get everything out of there that might implicate FBI leadership and or us. Coming up, I want you to hear again from Congressman Owens, defending American values.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottner Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottner, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottner.com, Rottner Pest Solutions. And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business, it's all right, taking care of business, and working overtime will help me.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The most powerful three words in the history of mankind is where our country started off with, we the people. And we get in this little freedom bubble where we go out there, we build our dreams, and just take for granted that things will be taken care of. Well, we're realizing now that things are just not going to be taken care of, that the folks who we've trusted are either liars or sociopaths or whatever it is, anti-American, but it's not leaning in hard to what we need to have in terms of a safe country. This is one of the things, by the way, that I feel our conference is going to come up with. We've been working all year to come up with something we stand for. And I can highlight it in four different ways. We believe in an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a government that's accountable, and a future that's free. So get ready for the Republican Party to come up with ideas that we've been working on for an entire year of what we stand for. And American people are going to really drift toward that. And again, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle we're on. We all want the same things. And those four things I just mentioned, every American would love to wake up every single day and just have the understanding that our country is moving this direction. And we're not having people behind the scenes taking away our freedoms and trying to bully us as we move into our future.
That is Congressman Burgess Owens, Republican of Utah. And those 4 points, if you're really a patriot, you cannot deny the 4 points he makes that you want for you and your family. Isn't it true? You want the economy to be great for you and your family and the nation, I hope. You want to be safe. I certainly believe most Americans do, regardless of their political stripes. You want the government to be held accountable for misdeeds. And of course, then you get into partisanship. Well, that's not my government's responsibility. It's the other guy's government. But you really want a government that's accountable, do you not? And fourth point, free, to be free in this country. Well, of course, Burgess Owens, and I point this out only because it's appropriate here, is a black man, a Republican from Utah. He thinks his country is free and it's not systemically racist. And you know what they're beginning to see in New York City? Take note of this. They have in New York City allowed by the New York City Council, Democrats all on that council, voting to approve a plan allowing more than 800,000 foreign nationals with green cards, visas, work permits to vote in citywide elections if they've lived there at least 30 days. They're not American citizens. They're not even New York citizens when you get down to it, because they got to be an American citizen before they be a New York citizen. And yet they're going to be allowed to vote. So some black Americans are filing a lawsuit challenging the grounds that giving them the right to vote violates the 15th Amendment and the Voting Rights Act. As they point out, the 15th Amendment and Section 2, it was the explicit intent of the law sponsors to increase the voting strength of certain subracial groups while simultaneously decreasing the voting strength of other racial subgroups. They are waking up to what I've been telling you for some time now. The Democrats want the illegals in the country, thinking they're going to count on them for their vote. Most of them are going to be a Latino, Hispanic, however you want to describe it, but they're not black. And it's going to dilute the voting population value of the black voters. And black voters in New York City, they don't like that. They're beginning to wake up to it. I'd like to think they're doing it because it's simply wrong. You don't allow non-citizens to vote, period, regardless of their color. But you've got all of these still pushing racist theories on a constant basis. Christine Greer, I mentioned this briefly in news and commentary at the beginning of the hour. She's an associate professor of political science at Fordham University. She argued those in Arizona and Texas who support busing illegals to New York City are racist. That's right, racist. She said racists are willing to pay the money. They don't care if taxpayers pay the brunt. The New York City and governor have said their city and state are sanctuary states. They're willing to bear the brunt. But then when you actually put them to the test, oh, not so much. And they don't call out the Biden administration for flying illegals all over the country, dropping them off in various parts of the country. This new movie that's coming out, an upcoming feature called My Son Hunter, is already being beat up repeatedly. It's got something like 4 million views across just the trailer. My Son Hunter, it's of course dealing with Hunter Biden and his daddy and all the other deals. The far-left Daily Beast is already trying to destroy it, saying, you know, Russians approve of your movie, you traitors. Well, they don't say it, but it comes pretty close to it. And John Nolte, writing for Breitbart, says, oh, you mean like Married with Children, Everybody Loves Raymond, Full House, Law and Order, Spartacus, Magnificent Seven. Russians all like those movies, so they're also interested in My Son Hunter. So basically saying, if you dare look at that movie, you must be a commie. This is the brand new McCarthyism? Oh, it's going to accelerate. Folks watching the trailer, it's available on several media, and when the movie comes out, it'll be a big hit. I'll let you decide if you like it or how truthful it is. That's up to you then at that point. Thank you for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.